It's all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. So I'm working out the other day in some hotel, and I'm not even kidding you. I thought I was in a movie theater. I mean, there are just cardio vision and big screens and fun stuff going on. It's like, what is going on with workouts? Well, my good buddy here at Radio MD, Melanie Cole, Director of Operations at Radio MD, with a Master of Science in Exercise Physiology and Kinesiology, is our go-to person for what the heck is going on in this new fitness trend. Melanie, welcome to Her Radio. For crying out loud, what is a cardio theater?
Hey, thanks, Dr. Peek, for having me on. So I don't think it's so new. I think people have been using screen time to help them work out for as long as there's been a treadmill you could stick up near your tiny little television set. You know, back in the VCR days, which I still have one, you could tape your favorite show and watch it while you were on the treadmill. Well, so now I think that with all those televisions and things set up around the ellipticals and the Stairmasters and the treadmills, the clubs have realized that people are watching some of the same stuff, and if you put it on a bigger screen and make it louder and put on a movie, well, then maybe people are going to work out longer. If it's a motivating movie, maybe like Rocky, maybe they're even going to work out harder. And if it's really something that gets you moving, gets you happy, then you're going to get more out of your workout. And so I think it's been around for longer than we think, but I think it's great. It's absolutely cool. I'm somebody who loves to work out while I'm watching stuff because it kind of takes away the sting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, what sting? It's the sweat and the sting, man, in a big way. And, you know, what's really cool is that these movies sound like a lot of fun. You know, each one of these health clubs has to pay over $800 annual fee for the motion picture licensing to be able to pull this off. I didn't realize this. At the same time, they're having a blast. It's like, you know, people get together on Thursday nights. Who needs to have dinner when you can just go in there with your friends and hang out and watch a full movie while you're doing your thing? I wonder, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people say, you know, music, when you play music, you really get more motivated to work out. What happens when you have a movie on instead, Melanie?
Well, I think that as the movie goes emotional, that maybe you're going to feel that. You know, we all know, as you said, with music, sometimes with songs like We Will Rock You, your heart can actually start to pump, and you feel it while you're listening to this music. Well, if they've got surround sound, and as you say, they're paying big bucks for these movies, and without the popcorn or the glass of wine while you watch the movie, you're working out. And I think that your heart and your cardiovascular system can actually start to respond. I'm not sure they'd want to play some kind of sad movie like Beaches, because maybe, you know, you start to cry and whatever's going to happen. But if they're playing something funny or rowdy, we all know that funny and laughing is so good for our health anyway and for our cardiovascular system and our endorphins and everything. So if you're doubling up on that, laughing while you're working out, which is not something people do on a regular basis. I don't know about you, Dr. Peek, but I don't laugh too hard when I'm working out. And so if you're laughing while you're working out, if you're clapping for the heroine, you know, you're happy about something, your heart rate is going to go right along with that and give you some more energy and make you feel like you want to keep going until the end.
Hey, you've heard about those that new trend in New York where people actually have almost drinks as you walk into the health club. These are the higher end health clubs like Equinox and whatever. But they're going to have instead a mocktail, so it'll be something that kind of juices you up to be able to work out. And then you get together with all your friends in there, and the whole thing turns out to be like a wild party. Do you see this as something that's going to end up happening in the future all across the country?
I do, actually. I think that with the whole, you know, colorful cocktail revolution, these mocktails without alcohol can actually help, you know, obviously with your workout, because they're giving you maybe a little smoothie action, a little protein action, you're getting some carbohydrates to get you going. And I think that if they make them pretty and put them in, you know, containers that you find appealing, then it's going to give you more impetus to go there. It's a social thing. You know, why not have some kind of a blue drink before you work out and stand around looking cute in your workout clothes, and then you go and put your sweat on, you know? So I think that, yeah, it might be, but only, as you say, in the high-end clubs and, you know, places where you can afford to pay $6 or $8 for a mocktail when you walk in, you know? And if that is the case, then people who can afford it are going to do it just for that whole social aspect and whatever gets you into the gym, right? I mean, that's the whole goal, is to get you in there, because then you're going to look guiltily right at the machines like you really need to do something while you're in there.
Yeah, you got it. The other thing, too, that also happens is that I can see here at the Equinox, where I am, they have these new nights now where you bring in a friend for free and you work out, hang out, have a good time, have some mocktails. The whole thing's a party. But guess what? They're also there kind of pushing the membership there on that friend. And you also get some little benefit out of this thing, too. So I can see this as a nice win-win all the way around. And I think, frankly, it's a great marketing idea. I mean, what the heck? Just turned it into a party. And, you know, also breaks down that stereotype of the funky place you have to go to, which is the big building with machines that go nowhere, but you have to sweat and pay money to do this. And I think if you make it friendlier, more and more people who are afraid of these places because of their own body issues might be more inviting. You know, it might be more inviting to them. What do you think?
I agree with you. And I think that also with making it social with the mocktails and all that, that the sales force at these clubs are, you know, cheering. You bring a friend, they get to have their little mocktail or even go watch a movie with me. You know, clubs have been handing out guest passes for years, but the rule of your guest pass was that your guests had to listen to, like, the little spiel from the sales guy. Well, it might be just a great sales tool for the clubs in that they can have you bring in a friend, and instead of forcing you to listen to the sales pitch, it's like a little party, and the sales guy gets to walk around and meet your friend and show them the great equipment and say, you know, this is what we do here. And, yeah, it's good impetus for the people working out, too, because they get a little something, you know, maybe a free month or, you know, whatever it is that the club is offering if you bring in a friend and get them to join.
Well, someone was laughing about the fact that if you're self-conscious and you don't like working out in public, you know, if the room is darkened because there's a movie going on.
I love that.
Maybe, yeah, you might feel awesome. A little bit better. What do you think?
Well, do you have some things that you, because I know that I've always loved to work out to Game of Thrones or Downton Abbey, my new stupid favorite, The Royals or The Musketeers, because Dr. Peak, if you're watching a show like The Musketeers and these guys are babes, then you feel like if you work out, maybe you have a chance with them one day. Like if you walked into them in the street somewhere. You
know? Okay, you have like a really active, little mental life up there.
I know, whatever.
Fantasy life. I kind of like it, though. And also, it's inspirational, too, to see good-looking bodies up there. I don't mean like, you know, porno bodies. I'm talking about just good-looking bodies. Fit bodies make you feel good, might inspire you, might motivate you. And I like seeing a lot of those inspirational fitness movies too, you know, where people have, you know, gone against odds and all of a sudden there they are and they just made it. And I that makes me feel really good. It's like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. It's like reading Shape magazine and reading one of those stories, like, yeah, you know,
it
just
is.
Makes
you
feel
good.
And
you see their bodies in there and like bend it like Beckham, and these girls are playing soccer and you're like, wow, that looks fun. I want to go in the backyard and play soccer. And you see their gorgeous bodies. So it does. It's very inspirational.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. Melanie, you have been nothing but a fount of knowledge for us as we're looking at this issue of cardio theaters. Are they a cool trending thing? Heck yeah. And they're showing up in your gym and health club right now. And we're turning this whole workout thing into a party. Thank you, Melanie. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and like us. Feel better.